welcome to Hawk Weekly.
Everyone, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, and I don't feel right doing the full introduction.
Okay.
You know, we are a podcast into the haunted tragic community, diddly diddly D. What a week to have a news episode, though.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit. I mean, yeah. You know, and it's weird because when a lot of this, what was going on started, when my first thought was, okay, well, we'll just keep Haunt Weekly on target, we'll keep it on focused.
Right.
And we'll do haunt stuff. As much as we do anyway. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, wait, no, we have a news episode, and we're having a lot of direct impacts from the novel coronavirus/COVID-19/ that disease no one wants to talk about because everyone's heard too much about already.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, this is going to be a difficult episode for a lot of reasons, but it is a news episode.
Yes.
So we are going to do our best to get through it. Now, real fast, before we jump in all the way, yes, I have my cough still. This is the first episode you've listened to in a while, and there may be a chance with that. I've had it now for like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
At least since Wichita.
Yeah.
Don't know. I mean, it's just the thing. I had a cold, and I just keep the cough around for a while after. Just for everyone's peace of mind, including my own, I admit. I did take my temperature right before I came in here. 96.8. Yes, 2 degrees colder than normal human beings should be, because that's where I run.
Yep.
96.8 is my temp. I am not running a fever. I have no other symptoms. Even I have to stop hypochondriacking at some point, and I can hypochondriac with the best of them.
Yes, you can.
I'm a front runner in the hypochondriac Olympics when I want to be.
But not in this house.
Not in this house, no. Actually, luckily the men's and women's hypochondriac event are separate in the Olympics. And Ellie takes the women's gold every time.
Yeah.
Who knew that hypochondriacism had to be a gendered event? But so does chess.
Yeah.
For reasons.
Yeah.
So yes, I am fine. Do not worry about me, please. I will update anyone if I do learn otherwise. And you will find out at hauntweekly.com, hauntweekly on Twitter, hauntweekly on Facebook, youtube.com/hauntweekly is our YouTube channel, and iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher are where you get our podcast, plus anywhere else you do obtain your podcast. We should be everywhere by now.
Yeah.
Fireside.fm controls the distribution. I really don't have any hand in that, but we have people smarter than me looking out for us.
Yes.
So, yeah. News episode. This week.
Yeah.
So, real fast, we're going to go ahead and do conference reminders.
Okay.
It's going to be tricky.
It is.
It's an even episode, so that means I get to start. And the first conference reminder is also what's going to be one of our lead news stories. Is that normally this is where I would say Transworld is coming March 29th to the 22nd and give you the full spiel.
Right.
Transworld has been postponed. We have a lot more on that later in the show.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that then.
No, they do not have a new date, but the HAASHOW.com for more information to stay up to date on what they're doing.
Right.
They've been doing pretty good with their social media and their website, letting people know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, keep up to date.
Yes.
Crystal.
Now, May 15th through the 17th, West Coast Haunters Convention in Portland, Oregon, at the DoubleTree Portland, is still planning on being held at this point. They are watching it and are putting updates out on their site.
They have one on, like, it's kind of weird. If you visit the desktop version, it's in the up top part of the website, like in the menu, but it's off to the left. I had to hunt to find it, but it is there.
Okay. But that is at hauntersconvention.com for all of the updates there, just in case they have to change any of the stuff that they're doing, or if they have to move it.
In a similar vein, doing almost the exact same thing, the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention, the same dates, May 15th through the 17th at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio, they also are watching and they have no plans right now to cancel, but acknowledge that it may be necessary depending upon what authorities determine.
Right.
So once again, OhioHHC.com for more information. My advice with these two conferences is If you are interested in either and you haven't booked anything yet, go ahead and book. And the reason I say that is because the airlines are offering very generous cancellation policies if you're flying in. The hotels are doing the same. And the conferences have been very good about refunding or doing what they can to help those impacted. Mm-hmm. So I would go ahead and book and hope for the best, but understand they may not happen.
Yeah.
This is my personal opinion.
Yes. And then we get into conferences that are so far out, they're still being optimistic.
Well, it's weird. We didn't have anything in April. I realized that.
Right.
It was going down. We had nothing in April.
No.
So I was like, what are all the April conferences? Oh, we don't have one.
Right. Exactly. So we're going to watch the June ones.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this will be mostly resolved by then, but we don't know. So June 5th through the 7th, it's going to be Midwest Haunters Convention in Schaumburg, Illinois at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center Hotel. They will be touring the abandoned haunted house complex, Disturbia and Evil Intentions. Features a costume party and a kids zone, MidwestHauntersConvention.com.
All right, after that, June 26th through the 28th, at the Oaks Campground in Munich, Michigan, and I will say it right on the eventually,
mm-hmm.
I promise, it is Michigan Haunt Fest, featuring a bunch of demos, make and takes, and camping and more. Some of the proceeds benefit... Maybe I've got something else. I got the stupid virus, apparently. Some of the proceeds will benefit the Humane Society. MichiganHauntFest.Weebly.com is the website. They do encourage you, if you're interested in the camping part, to book your camping early, because conference admission does not guarantee a camping spot.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Into the news.
Like I said, that cough. I'm doing my best to make sure it doesn't like blow the mic out, though.
Right.
We even switched our mic setup to allow me to do that.
Right.
Yeah, what a week to have a news episode, guys. Now, here's the thing. Usually when we do a news episode, they're our best prepared episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, this might be a little, TMI and behind-the-scenes stuff y'all don't need.
Right.
But I wanted to understand how news episodes are done.
Uh-huh.
You and I have a separate chat on Telegram.
Right.
Called Haunt Links.
Yes.
And we use it. We both put stuff in there that we see, either in haunters groups, doing Google searches from Google Alert, just wherever we see them.
Right.
That we think might be good for this.
Yeah. All month long.
All the haunt. And also just stuff that's haunty for us sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the haunt-related links go in there. And so usually we have 4 weeks to prepare. And we both had time to read everything.
Yeah.
Examine everything and know what it's about. And so we usually end up with some pretty damn well-organized show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And some really well-organized thoughts. We know exactly what we want to say and how we're going to say it.
Yeah.
That's not this week.
No. I mean, we do have stories.
We do have stories. We do have notes. But a lot of this... It's tough to really articulate what we want to say on a lot of this. And, to give you an example of the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
When South by Southwest announced its closure, right before the conference was to begin.
Yeah.
I dropped that in the Haunt Links chat.
Because
I'm like, oh, Austin forced one of the biggest conferences in the country to cancel.
Right.
This is huge, and this could easily impact a lot of haunted houses, even though it's not directly haunt-related. We need to, talk about and be aware of this. That was 9 days ago from when we're recording.
Yeah.
9 days. I looked at the date of the article I sent.
Right.
9 days. We're recording this on Sunday. We're recording this about 24 hours where it's going to go out probably.
Yeah.
9 days.
Mm-hmm.
And everything changed in those 9 days.
It did. I mean, we started getting cancellations left and right.
Yeah.
From lots of different sources.
Yeah. And it got to where we legitimately couldn't keep up with all the cancellations. One I didn't put in the notes. I just realized I forgot to put it in there. I totally meant to, but we can just mention it here, is that Coachella postponed to October.
Right.
Now, if you are a haunt in that area, in the area where Coachella takes place... This means you've either got unexpected competition or unexpected cooperation opportunities. I don't know which it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of an overlap there is between the Coachella audience and your customer base.
Right.
These are all questions I can't answer.
If there is an overlap, you might want to reach out to them now because they might be looking for things for their peoples to do.
Yeah. You might have opportunities. You might have some way, or even if it's not that weekend or the week when it's actually happening, you might be able to give discounts and coupons. Bring your Coachella. You could might be able to use it, but it could also mean it's going to dampen your business.
Right.
And this is a direct impact on the haunted attraction industry that'll be happening 7 months down the line from now.
Yeah.
I mean,
and there's no way to predict how.
And there's no way to predict how. And so I'm like, oh, God, that's amazing. And then, you know, looking locally, there's some cats. Suddenly cats appear. I don't know if Mike picked that up or not, but whoa, those two cats sound pissed at each other.
Yes.
It started with the cancellation of the St. Patrick's Day parades.
Here
locally. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just the local stories. Then French Quarter Fest and Buku both moved. French Quarter Fest moved to Labor Day weekend, which is going to be really fucking interesting. Buku moved to Labor Day weekend. Yeah. You're right. Buku moved to Labor Day weekend, and that's going to be really fucking interesting because that's also the weekend of Southern Decadence, the biggest gay pride gathering, at least in the South, possibly the country.
Yeah.
At least one of the biggest. That's going to be interesting. And having two major festivals at the same time.
That don't really go together.
Or do really go together, just, I don't...
Yeah, I...
I don't have the answer to that. And then French Quarter Fest postponed to the first weekend in October. Once again, area haunts. Might have to watch out for this. French Quarter Fest never happens in October.
Right.
Suddenly now there's a major music festival sitting toward the beginning, admittedly, of haunt season.
Yeah. I would send a character down there to hand out flyers. That's what I would do.
I don't know the answer.
Because it's a free festival, you know.
Yeah. Police are currently trying to clear Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
They're very little luck.
Yeah. Basically, people saying, okay, we'll get off the streets and we'll go into the bars. That way we can be closer to all the people you want us to get away from.
Yeah. That's not going super well.
No.
We have school closures in the state, both colleges and K-12. The colleges announced right around the same time we learned of the South by cancellation. K-12 is much more recent. By much more recent, I mean like a week.
Right.
It's been... these past 7 days have been the longest year of my life, if you
Yeah, it does feel that way.
And now, for the first time in as long as I've been in the city, we have an actual last call.
Yeah. I mean,
citywide last calls at midnight now for bars.
Yeah, even when there was, you know, a curfew, there wasn't last call.
Yeah.
The bars would stay open. You could stay in the bar.
Yeah.
You just couldn't go home.
Yeah, it was a bizarre setup. But yeah, I mean, and then you have like what Ohio's doing, where they've closed all the bars and restaurants.
As of
9 p.m. today, basically the time of recording this is when they're shutting.
And our restaurants are now going to be closing at 9 also.
And also our public transit's running limited. So everything, it's gone crazy. And so here's the two points I want to get across with all of that.
Right.
There's two things. First, we're not going to comment on basically disease itself.
No.
Neither of us have any expertise. We barely have haunt expertise.
Yeah.
We're really riding that thin margin to have on it.
Yeah. We're just... I don't know that we would call us experts.
We're just happy to be here.
Exactly.
We're happy you let us into your homes.
Yes.
But we definitely don't have expertise on this. And I make it a point in my life to try and not speak when I do not speak from a place of knowledge.
Right.
Especially about something important. I don't know what the correct response is. Mm-hmm. All I can do is hope and trust that experts far more qualified than me and all of my idiot friends on Facebook are making the decisions for well-calculated and well-reasoned causes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can hope. Now, I do have a marketing degree and an advertising degree.
Right.
I might have a few things to say about, you know, how, you know, you can present yourself and how you can position yourself through this.
Right.
And we're going to be doing some of that in a minute. But it's about the disease itself. I don't have any comments. Personally, in this house, we're trying to keep a middle ground on it.
Yeah.
We're not going around licking doorknobs, so there are some tasty fucking doorknobs in this area.
I wouldn't know, but okay.
And, you know, I'm also not wearing the hazmat suit to go buy my liquor at Rouse's.
Yeah.
Which we actually might have seen.
Yeah.
On a Rouse's run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're riding it in between. We're avoiding large crowds. We're taking reasonable precautions, putting a little extra focus into our hygiene and our hand washing,
mm-hmm.
doing things like that. And in my case, we're all pretty privileged in this, in that we are all low-risk individuals in this home.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, we joke about our risks, but we're fairly low-risk.
Yeah.
And we don't have contact with higher-risk people.
Right. And that especially is since I am not currently working at a college.
Yeah.
I've got a job offer.
Yeah, Crystal has a job offer from a local university. She's hoping to start soon. If you might remember back, she left her job abruptly a few weeks ago.
Right.
That saga theoretically ended this week, and we should be jumping for fucking joy about it and popping a little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah.
And all that. But we can't because she doesn't have a start date.
Right. And they're not going to give me a start date until after all of this is over.
So who the fuck knows when that will be?
Yeah.
So item one, we're not going to speak to how serious or not serious or what you should do regarding the disease itself.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not an expert. Even listening to experts, I've heard conflicting opinions now and conflicting information. Getting reliable, good sources from people who have, like, PhDs and stuff. And I'm not talking about Dr. Drew.
No.
I'm talking about actual, like, diseaseologists.
Making up words now, are we?
Yes, we are. That's what we do on Haunt Weekly. We make up words all the time. But no, I'm getting conflicting information. So I don't feel like I have any knowledge or wisdom to speak from here. And I'm not even going to try. Second, look, guys. We are a community.
Yes.
Wherever you, no matter how you feel about this, no matter what you think this is an overreaction or whether people aren't reacting enough, I've seen both posts at the same time on various groups.
Yeah.
No matter where you sit on it, no matter what you think about it, remember we are a community and there are people who are hurting from it.
Yes. And you are part of the bigger community around you.
Yeah. So take a moment. Look out for each other. The haunt community's been doing pretty good with a lot of stuff we'll get into in just a minute. But just remember that, and if you're in a fortunate position and able to help others, please do.
Okay.
We're going to try our best to help others. I encourage you to do the same. Whatever, even the little things can be a big, big deal. So, this raises a very interesting question, because when all those cancellations started coming in toward the end of the week...
Right.
My first thought was, what the hell are the haunts doing?
No.
Not necessarily a lot, but a number of haunted attractions were having St. Patrick's Day / Friday the 13th events.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, because lots of haunts do Friday the 13th anyway.
And this one timed out to be close to when the weekend of St. Patrick, when St. Patrick's Day is celebrated.
Right.
It's not St. Patrick's Day, but it's usually celebrated on the closest weekend.
Right.
The way it's kind of done. I don't understand St. Patrick's Day for the life of me. And with a last name like Bailey...
you should.
I should, but I don't.
Yeah.
I just know that I get pinched for not wearing green.
Well, not so much as an adult.
Yeah, sure. But I have enough trauma as a kid from that, okay?
Yeah, no, I get it.
But anyways... So I ended up doing a study, and this actually took quite a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how I deal with like craziness as I go down rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I found 29 haunts that were planning events on either Friday the 13th or that Saturday after or St. Patrick's Day or sometime in between there.
Right.
Now, I want to give kudos to the Scare Factor. They actually helped a lot with this. They had a whole list of haunts that were doing events. I found some additional ones through Google and DuckDuckGo and other search engines.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the info in there was not right. But it did give me a lot of leads and was a huge help and made this list much more robust. So thank you, the Scare Factor, for the work. I understand the difficulties and challenges of compiling such a list. and I thank you for your effort.
Well, and it could be that the info changed once they posted it, too.
Well, like, some of them, I didn't even find any evidence they were planning an event.
Oh,
like,
got
anywhere
you.
On their social media.
Got you.
Like, I'd rock up to some, and they hadn't posted since February.
Gotcha. Okay. Never mind.
I meant stuff like that.
Got it. But yeah, huge help for that.
Huge help. I wanted to say thank you. It's difficult running a list like that, and they were very, very good. And I checked all of their social media accounts at about 3 p.m. Central Time on Friday. Now, most of these haunts were planning on opening either 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., and with time shift and all these were in the eastern states.
Mm-hmm.
If they canceled after I checked, that would be a very last-minute cancellation.
Yeah.
It's possible, I guess, but it had been extremely last-minute. And likely would have come at the hands of some kind of government enforcement.
Right.
Of the 29 haunts I checked, 20 stayed open for at least one of the days they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
9 canceled or postponed. And the postponement is always going to be an interesting word through all of this entire episode.
Right.
Because a postponement without a date to me is just a cancellation with a promise we're going to get back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you mean well. Like, I know the trans world, we're getting to them, means well. And they're going to do everything they can to have new dates. But if something happens and they can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a cancellation. So, they're Schrodinger's event, basically, is the way I look at it.
That's fair.
But yeah. The thing that I found most, I want to say disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
Was many of the haunts that opened did post like, hey, we're in touch with local officials, we're monitoring the COVID-19 situation, we've made the decision that right now we're able to remain open, but please don't come if you're feeling ill, and, you know, doing things like that.
Right.
And here's the thing, I don't know if these haunts should have stayed open or closed. I don't have that answer.
No.
I really, really don't. I'm not judging the decision, but I am judging the ones that posted callous things like, we ain't afraid of no corona.
Right.
We're not letting corona slow us down. We're opening. And that to me is really, really dangerous.
Yeah.
Because
it is.
The thing about it is this. Attitudes are pivoting on a dime with this. So much changed in the 9 days since the South by Southwest cancellation to when we're talking about this today.
Yep.
That, like, give you a local example.
Yeah.
This is a really good local example.
Yeah, it is.
On the 12th of March, aka the day before the parades were supposed to happen,
mm-hmm.
people were actively pissed at the city for canceling the parades.
Yes.
Pissed. Livid. Rabidly mad about it.
Right.
On the 14th, they were pissed at a bar that held its parade event even after the parade was canceled.
Yeah.
Calling them Party Tracys, I think it was.
Block Party Tracys.
Block Party Tracy, because Tracy's is the name of the bar, and also a pun of like Karen.
Right.
So they held an event and had a large crowd.
They held a block party.
They held a block party, and by the 14th or 15th, people were pissed at them.
Yeah.
You know, things turned on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it. The optics look really, really bad when you don't look like you're taking it seriously. Do I know if the virus is serious? Once again, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue. I'm not going to pretend I do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and pontificate about how we're all overreacting or we're all underreacting or whatever. I don't know. But here's the thing. We are in an industry that understands better than any other industry that perception makes the reality.
Yeah.
All we do in this industry, people shouldn't be scared of a person in a mask behind a drop panel.
No.
People shouldn't be scared of that animatronic activating at the right time.
No.
We use perception and messing with people's expectations to make them afraid of it.
Yeah.
You have to understand, and that fear is real. So overreacting, underreacting, it doesn't matter. There are a lot of people that are very, very worried.
Mm-hmm.
and good citizens and members of the community are important. And that's something that I think some of these haunts lost sight of, is that you need to be a good member of the community. They see everyone else, or nearly everyone else, making sacrifices, and you're not, and you're being flippant about it, it can come back to bite you. Especially if people do get sick there. And right. The thing is, they might not have gotten sick there. It could be total placebo effect.
Oh, yeah.
They could have gotten it anywhere. But They're going to blame you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be pissed at you. Not because they actually got sick there, like I said. Not because, diddly-diddly-dee. It's because you were flippant and you were the bad community neighbor on that.
Right.
Yeah, they might have been dumb for going. You can make that argument, too.
No.
But let's be honest, haunts are petri dishes at the best of times. Mm-hmm. Who hasn't caught the haunt flu mid-October?
No.
Are you really a haunt actor if you haven't had the haunt flu? Really? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so no.
We know we're kind of petri dishes under the best of times.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the thought there. Now, Ellie asked me a very good question while I was thinking about all this. So what would we have done? What if instead, in mid-March, this had happened like toward the end of October? And I said, what I would do is we have very tight contacts with the city.
Yeah.
We know our city council person. We've got contacts in her office. We've got contacts with the mayor's office.
Mm-hmm.
We would reach out to them and say, look, this is what we are doing. This is what we were going to do. What would you recommend? There's so many people we expect. This is the conditions they'll be under.
Right.
What do you recommend? And if they had said cancel, we would have canceled.
Yeah.
And I think it's really that simple, because I don't know. I'm not some kind of expert in this. I don't even know the name for it.
No.
I'm not qualified to make a judgment of what would get people sick or not.
Right.
So I'm not going to make that judgment. I'm going to find someone that I hope knows at least a little more than me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's just kind of my attitude right now. It's... We got to be smart, and being smart sometimes means listening to the smart people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least the smarter people, and I don't know. And it ain't Dr. fucking Drew.
No.
Sorry, I'm a little miffed about that.
I think we got that.
All right. So anyways, that is all of that, what the haunts did for this. Luckily for us, we don't have to, as an industry, haunts as an industry, we don't have to make any judgments mm-hmm. until probably July at the earliest. Some haunts do July 4th or July weekend things.
Yeah.
A lot of year-round haunts even close this time of year. And one thing I will note, and I did look this up just to find out, because I was curious, Raven's Grin Inn closed.
Wow.
Until mid-April.
Wow.
They are closed.
That's astounding.
It is. The haunt that never closes is closed.
And I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, Jim Warfield is one of the susceptible, though.
Right.
I mean, I don't know his exact age, but I can imagine he is in one of the groups that would have higher risks.
Right.
And, yeah, okay, it doesn't attract huge crowds in this time of year.
Right.
But I understand his abundance of caution.
Well, yeah.
So no,
plus, it's the first time he's had a...
And he closed down, by the way, on March 12th, if I remember the post date, right?
Uh-huh.
He closed down before Friday the 13th. I'll double-check that in a minute, but yeah, I believe that is right. He closed down before Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So, just a thought. The haunt that never closes, closed.
What is he going to do with that time?
Oh, good God, haunt? No. No. We are not discussing what Jim Warfield will do with weeks of downtime.
Oh, you know it's not going to be downtime. He's going to be building shit.
Of relative downtime.
Yeah.
Of not offering tours. Yeah, he's going to be building something. He's going to... Yeah, definitely check out Raven's Grin Inn when it reopens and report back what the hell he has now.
Yeah.
Okay, I got his post up. Yeah, he closed March 12th.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, just an update on what haunts are doing.
No.
Okay, getting into actual news stories, the big one right now is that Transworld was postponed. This has been everywhere. I'm pretty sure if you listen to this podcast, you knew this already. Mm-hmm. They have no new date set, which is why I find the word postponed kind of... There needs to be some kind of word for, like, between postponed and canceled.
Yeah.
To describe it, because until you have a date set... It's like those people who, oh, I'm engaged. Oh, when are you getting married? Oh, we haven't set the date.
Yeah.
The bitch, you just dating with a promissory note.
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate.
I am sorry.
Yeah, but it is interesting that it was the government officials, like South By.
And Coachella and elsewhere.
Forced them to close down.
My main thing, and what I gotta say, the haunt groups have been really good about on Facebook, and this is an example of that good community support we've been seeing, is the thoughts go out to the vendors. Because many of them, if not most of them, are small businesses.
Yeah.
Who depend upon Trans World sales. This is when they go. They collect their orders that they're going to work on for the next 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, even if Trans World is moved or does get that new date, they're not going to have as long to fill those orders.
And to give you an example of what's going on, the CDC just today said that event gatherings of over 50 people should be canceled for the next 8 weeks.
Right.
So let's say an optimistic scenario, they do it in May 13th.
Yeah.
Is that enough time for those places to fulfill all those orders? It seems dubious. So here's the thing. Various Facebook groups, including Haunters Hangout, I know they've been doing posts. We're letting those companies violate the normal rules about marketing.
Right.
And saying, hey, post the crap you were going to bring to Trans World and send us to your pages. Offer us coupon codes and, you know, go to those posts, and if you've been eyeing something for a while, maybe you're thinking about putting that order in at Trans World, do it now, do it online. They need that support. Make purchases if you can. We're not big ticket haunt purchasers because we're just measly little home haunters. I get it. But these vendors, we need them to be there next year. And there have been a couple of posts saying they don't know how they're going to survive until 2021 without Trans World.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah, and has Trans World released like a list of all the vendors that they were going to have with like links to their sites?
But I have not seen it.
Yeah, because that would be something that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, support those vendors. Trans World will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about Trans World. It will be fine. It will do what it's going to do.
Right.
If it it ultimately ends up canceling for the year, or it does have a postponed date, it will be fine. It will be there in 2021. A lot of these vendors might not be.
Yeah, exactly.
There.
Yeah.
That's just the truth. And it's fortunate. It's sad truth, but it's the truth.
All right.
The next story.
Yeah. Scream World from the Houston area had one last scare Friday 13th. They were open.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of the ones that stayed open, did not close. But they were closing forever, and it was announced before the show that they were doing so.
Yeah. They had actually announced it, like, months in the past, if I recall correctly. This was the last hurrah.
Yeah. The owner's retiring. It's just time. There are potential buyers out there, but so it may be back open this season. No idea what the future holds for them, if anything, but it is shut down as of this recording.
Now, I said in the notes that they had made a post about the coronavirus situation, but I'm not finding it now. Maybe they took it down. I thought they had, but I'm not seeing it on their page. It's very possible they did, because now that it's over, why have that there when you've got all these lovely posts about thank you for all the years of haunting and so forth?
Yeah.
Yeah, the owners retired. And then, honestly, like, of all the haunts that stayed open for this, this is the one I understand the easiest.
Yeah, because it was their last show after 31 years.
Yeah. And, like I said, the owner's retired. Like you said, the owner's retiring. He's got up to over two or more potential buyers, according to another article.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a pretty decent chance Scream World itself isn't going away. But since they aren't going to be able to guarantee another night, they're calling this their last night, and it will probably be their last night underneath the Scream World name, and definitely underneath that ownership.
Yeah.
So here's hoping they are able to find a buyer, that the buyer does take good care of it, and continue it.
Yeah.
31 years is a long run. It's a damn long run.
It is. So, not a lot of haunts make it that far.
It's, and the thing is, it's a very unfortunate way to have their last night with that cloud hanging over it.
It is. Hopefully they were able to enjoy it and everybody was...
Everyone's safe and everyone's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and this reminds me, before we move on from the coronavirus news, we forgot to mention that we're hoping for next week's episode to have someone on to talk about ways haunts can calm fears about, like, actual viruses and actually reduce the spread of viruses at them.
Yeah.
We got a friend of ours, we met him at HauntCon, loved his talk. We're hoping, I'm not saying his name because if he's not been able to work out, it's not his fault.
Yeah.
He is literally an emergency medical technician, if I remember correctly. So I'm not 100% banking on this interview happening next week. I'm just saying it's not his fault, and I don't want to get anyone's hopes up too much, but that is the plan right now, to actually have an expert on to talk about this next week.
Right.
So, programming note, but if it doesn't happen, it's definitely not his fault. No one get mad at him, please.
Yeah.
We'll muddle through something else. We'll do something else.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, moving outside of the coronavirus news, I know that everyone's gonna be breathing a sigh of relief that 36 minutes into this podcast, we're finally getting past it. Disney had kind of a shit month, didn't it?
Yeah.
Disney World specifically. The Haunted Mansion... The headline here is the Disney's Haunted Mansion breaks down again. Guests evacuated from the ride. Basically, they had it was a 4-day. The notes say 4-week, but it was actually a 4-day unplanned shutdown at Disney World. Then they were open for less than 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had another shutdown that killed them for 8 hours.
Yeah, that's not a very good run.
And all of this comes on the heels of the fucking Jungle Cruise ride boat sinking. I mean, I'm able to laugh about it because no one got hurt in any of this.
No.
Inconvenience is the worst that happened.
Yeah, there's a great Weird Al song about the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, Skipper Dan is the song. I had to remember the song title. Skipper Dan is the song. It's a great song. Look it up. But, I mean, there's also a great video of the boat sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone's fine because the water goes up to your ankles. Like, I think some boots were ruined in this.
Yeah.
And that's the worst of it. So no one was in any kind of danger. And even I can't go underwater anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got extra holes in my head now. Yeah. But no one was hurt and endangered in any way. It was comical. Honestly, but yeah, just not a good run for Disney. I don't know what the hell's going on in Walt Disney World, but you know, they are closed now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe since they're not going to be open because of this Corona stuff, maybe they can do some maintenance on their rides.
Yeah. Hopefully get it.
That's a hell of a good idea now that I think about it, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I was thinking I would take that opportunity.
Yeah. That's a good idea. They're closed anyway. They're closed, I think, until mid-April.
Yeah.
It's a few good weeks.
Yeah.
You do a lot with that.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. Our next story is Halloween Horror Nights announces... No, that's not it.
No.
Halloween Horror Nights. There's discussion that there's going to be a movie made.
About Halloween
Horror Nights. The articles by Slash Film. Reports are that there were conversations about it happening...
Like, high up and pretty far along conversations.
Yeah, and that the thing that it would bring would be all of the IP characters would be able to be in one movie.
I don't... You can do that without tying it to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
Because you have this collaborative relationship between these studios to do Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
It'd be very easy to just do it without the connection. I mean, what's the angle with this? Like, most of the times you see horror movies that are tied to haunted attractions.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, what was the one we saw and kind of ragged on a little bit? I'm trying to remember now.
I don't know.
The Make documentary.
Huh?
The fake documentary.
Oh, the Houses October book?
Yeah, the Houses October and the sequel.
Yeah.
It's all about haunted houses get too real and things like that.
Yeah, well, and I could see this happening like that, where people go to Halloween Horror Nights, and then the characters were actually being played by serial killers that drag them off into places, and, you know.
You see, one of the things about, like, Houses October Built was very careful about was even though they shot and didn't mention real haunted attractions,
yeah,
they never actually said that this is the haunted attraction where you go to die.
No.
Type thing. They were very careful to not indicate any specific attraction was the dangerous one. The right. dangerous one was the fake one.
Right.
That they centered it all around.
Yeah, and I don't know how making people scared of Halloween Horror Nights is a good idea.
Well, scared in the wrong way.
Exactly.
Hype it up as a scary event, but it's the fun kind of scary, not the scary scary. And I think we're all getting a little bit of a lesson on the difference between fun scary and scary scary.
Yes.
Kind of, if you're feeling some of that vibe right now, and if you're not, and you know someone who is, understand the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, there's a difference between the fun kind of scary and the I'm actually going to die or be maimed or have a loved one hurt type scary.
Right.
There's roller coasters are not car accidents.
No.
Think about that.
Yeah.
They're both scary. But one, you're giggling like a little schoolgirl when you get off of the car crash. No, I mean,
Jesus Christ.
That was just a concussion talking.
Yeah.
But no, and they seem, even though there's no official plans, they did say the conversations are really far along on this. And I really hate that this article, which, by the way, is on Slash Film, features King Cake Baby.
Yeah.
Is the murderer du jour.
Well, and that's just because he's from Happy Death Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the Happy Death Day baby, not King Cake baby.
I
but
know
they're
that,
the same freaking thing.
I think they're the same goddamn costume, eh?
I do too.
And, of course, we have the extra connection with Happy Death Day because it was filmed at Loyola.
Right.
Where you worked once and are soon to be working again.
Most likely.
Most likely.
Unless I hear from one of the other two jobs before.
You know, oh well.
Who knows?
But anyways, yeah, I don't know. I don't get this, and it's definitely not a horror film I personally would be interested in. But if you would, I'd definitely take a moment and let us know. Haunt Weekly on Facebook, Haunt Weekly on Twitter, and hauntweekly.com is our website.
Yes.
Finally, I gotta say, I did love this one. I just wish they would have at least said what town it was in.
Yeah.
Like, the article gives no information about it.
Well, and it's probably a good thing, because...
Yeah.
You don't want people going over to see this.
Yeah, true, but still. Dad builds the most epic haunted playhouse for his kids. We want to end on a happy note.
Yeah.
Got to end at least the stories on a happy note.
Yeah.
Article by, literally her name is Melissa Awesome.
Yeah.
That is not a typo in the notes.
No.
At 103 GBF, an unnamed dad spent 6 months building his kids a haunted house place. Now, I was a little curious, and then one of the reasons I wish they gave more information was, is he a haunt builder?
Right.
The quality of the construction sure as hell indicates he is.
Yeah.
I got the feeling.
Or do his kids like spooky things, or did he just want to build this and say, hey, here, kids.
Have a morgue!
Exactly.
I don't have a morgue, Daddy! No, but I'm pretty sure his kids like spooky things.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But no, I mean, like, is he a haunter? Because the build quality says it's one of his first rodeo. But it looks absolutely amazing. It is playhouse sized, but its interior is morgue themed. The exterior is like a Victorian mansion, only bite sized.
Mm-hmm.
It looks absolutely amazing. It even has like a picket fence. It has like lampposts. A little cemetery to the side of it.
Yeah.
Lights flickering. A lot of work went into this. And I love how he says, yeah, the only reason it took me 6 months was I didn't work, like, dedicated on it.
Yeah. Because he was doing, like, 40-hour weeks at his regular day job.
And judging from the quality, I think building another haunted house.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure he was doing that, too. But, yeah, honestly, it was, it's a really, really cool thing, definitely take a moment, check it out. There's a video in the link. This is a great one to go to the show notes at hauntweekly.com and find the link. Link is there for you to watch this, and it's awesome. It's worth checking out.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have. We're a few minutes shy of 50.
Yeah, and it looks like that particular news source is in River City.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a River City dad.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Look, guys, I know it's been a wild and interesting week. I know my emotions have fluctuated.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing for me has been to try and keep my cool, listen to people smarter than me about these things.
Yeah.
They definitely exist.
Yeah.
You
do not have a medical degree.
No, I do not. So I'm listening to people who are smarter than me, taking basic precautions to protect myself and my loved ones, and also being realistic about my personal risks and, you know, what I need to do.
No.
That's what I'm trying to do. I hope that is what others are trying to do. Please take care of yourself, and I mean that both mentally and physically during this time.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, the mental aspect has been far worse than the physical.
Yes, that is true.
That's entirely true. So please take care of yourself. Know that you are a member of a community, you have friends and family who do love you, and you have a haunt community that loves you too. Mm-hmm. You have people who care about you, and if you need anything, don't be afraid to ask for help. And that includes mental help, physical help, basic needs, anything. Get help if you need it. On that somber note, I apologize for the bring down, but it felt important to say.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Haunting Weekly, episode number 224, doing what's technically the February-March news, though it's been dominated entirely by the March news for obvious reasons. You can find more of us at hauntweekly.com or Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. HauntWeekly, youtube.com/HauntWeekly is our YouTube channel, and also on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Please take a moment and subscribe to us. We've got 223 other episodes if you're looking to kill some time.
Yeah.
Hint? hint?
My gosh.
But definitely do take care of yourself. Until next time, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And we will see you guys next week, hopefully with an actual goddamned expert to talk about this, what the goings on, and what you can do from a practical standpoint to protect you, your haunt, and once again, when haunt season kicks in and everyone's still a little bit on edge, what you can do to calm those fears and keep you, both your customers and your crew, safe. We'll see you guys then.